Again, welcome to all of you. There are some changes to our program, and I want to call your attention to several things. Logan Blake is back there. He had a must-have announcement. I said we're not going to have announcements today. Come on, Logan, now. And as Logan's coming up,
I'm here.
Very good. This is the one. Logan Blake.
So just to let everybody know, today is the last day the youth will be taking orders for fudge. And all fudge will be cooked this week and delivered on Easter. So it's really good. Trust me.
Thanks, Logan. They send the skinniest kid up to talk to you about fudge. Well, we have many guests among us. The changes that I mentioned earlier, the Ghanaians have some very special guests, some special services going on, and so they asked, if possible, that they might shift in the schedule, and we're going to do that. We also, just if you're new to the church, welcome. I want to explain why we're bulging at the seams. I would love it if the church were this full every Sunday. Let's see what we can do to make that happen. We are Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. We are also the Tonga Fellowship, and we are also the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship, all members in good standing of the Rocky Mountain Conference, and by location, we are part of the Metropolitan District. It is a wonderful surprise to me, as I was preparing the palms and getting ready, that our esteemed district superintendent showed up. So I ask us all to welcome the Reverend Dr. Young-Suk C. Kong, who is with us. There she is. She looked nervous when I first met her this morning. I said, I'm not preaching, and she looked very relieved. A bit of an explanation if you're new to the United Methodist Church. On this Sunday, this is Palm Passion Sunday. As you may well know, we're entering into Holy Week after 6 weeks of Lent. In some churches, they try to cover both stories of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem as well as the Passion of the Christ on Calvary. It is our purpose this morning only to focus on the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem and to welcome you to join us for other Holy Week services this week. On the back of your bulletin is a description and a timing schedule for you of our Holy Thursday Communion service, our Good Friday Tenebrae service, and our Easter service coming up. If you are able to join us for those services, I promise you that your Holy Week will be more meaningful and more holy. If you cannot join us, I ask you to get a hold of a Bible and to read along with Christ's journey this week. If you don't have a Bible, please see me and I will rectify that situation. I would love it if you could join us this week. So please do. Also, we will celebrate Holy Communion in commemoration of Christ's offering to us, and we will practice open table communion, which I will describe to you later on. At this point, I'm going to welcome the choir from Ghana to share their music with us. Did you want to pray? Yes, so one of their leaders, and I'll let him introduce himself to you, is going to offer a prayer, and then we will have the Ghanaian sing. Does that work? Very good. Welcome. Come forward.